Why is international peacekeeping so hard? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dennis Jett, professor and founding faculty member at the School of International Affairs at Penn State University, explains why.
Any discussion of peacekeeping is complicated because wars and the response of the international community to them have changed over time. When the United Nations first got into peacekeeping in the late 1940s, it was to help end wars between countries over territory. There are 12 UN peacekeeping missions underway, and half of them are the result of that type of conflict. Yet despite over 300 years collectively of peacekeeping efforts, a permanent peace and an end to the mission is not in sight for any of them. Ukraine notwithstanding, new wars between countries over territory have become rare. The second iteration of UN peacekeeping dealt with civil wars and required a lot of nation building. Since the fighting was over political power, an election to determine who should govern was often the solution. When that happened, the peacekeepers went home, and that is why only one of the 12 current missions is of that type. The other five missions represent the third iteration of peacekeeping. They are the most recently launched and also the most difficult and deadly. They were all begun in Africa between 2010 and 2014. Traditionally, peacekeepers could only use force to protect themselves. But in these missions, the peacekeepers are ordered to use force to protect civilians, potentially making the peacekeepers combatants. This type of war often happens because disaffected youth, having no hope for the future, are recruited by extremists. That is made easy when the governments are corrupt, inept, and repressive. And these conflicts are also unlikely to end anytime soon. While it is complicated, the bottom line is simple, if somewhat tautological. Peacekeeping can succeed only if there is a peace to keep.
That was Dennis Jett of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.